episode of the Wealth Expertise podcast. I'm Mudu Kodidela, your host and the founder of the Wealth Expertise Hub. Today, I'm diving into a topic that's the core for every individual like you. That is, the topic is financial success. That is, one major impact will happen while implementing the strategies and the steps what I'm going to share in this podcast to you. So listen this podcast till the end so that you will get the deeper insights about budgeting and the spending control. What is, how to maintain your budget and what are the exact patterns about your spendings. If you ever wondered what's the best way to budget and control your spendings are, you are in the right path and you are right place to get the immense value about your income and expenses and budgeting, what are the reality about your life. Before I speak to the topic of budgeting and spending, let me share a quick reminder of my mission is here at Wealth Expertise Hub. I'm in a mission to help 100,000 working professionals to achieve wealth using my unique root analysis wealth model. I'm the creator of the blueprint to financial peace and the formula for wealth creation. So please understand, when you know about the clarity about your finances, about your income and about your spendings and what is the exact amount you are going to earn in the next coming years, like 2 years after, 5 years after, then if you implement on the plan and the strategies by putting your milestones, see the difference. So that change, and only 1% of the people will do these things. If you are in the right track, if you do implement this with the right intentions, the answers will come in front of you. The only thing is you need to take control about your life. You need to take control about your finances. Now let's tackle the burning questions many of you face. How do you budget effectively and gain control over spendings? It is a critical aspect of financial success, right? And I will guide you through a step-by-step process. What are the major steps you need to involve? I'm not going to give elaborative steps, only 5 steps, and this point shooter steps I'll give to you. Please implement this today so that you see the results in front of you within a known time. So understand, first the step is understanding your income and expenses. The foundation of any budget is clear understanding of your income and expenses. Take a comprehensive look at your monthly income, including your salary and any additional income streams do you have. Next, list all your regular expenses like your electricity bill, your educational loan of your child, of any medical expenses, of your rent, anything. Any bills, you just aggregate on those bills and groceries bills. What is the exact groceries like the kitchen expenses to entertainment, or any entertainment or any dining out, you're going for any restaurants for a lunch or a dinner along with the family or your friends. You need to jot down everything, and it should be written on your paper or a journal or in a separate Excel digital note so that you know the exact details about your income and expenses. This awareness is starting point for effective budgeting. Hope this point is most important person everybody knows, but nobody is implementing in it. So jot down everything and keep in handy. That is the first foremost things you need to have a clear visibility. That is understanding your income and expenses. And the second step is categorize your expenses. What are all the types of expenses do you have? Once you have a list of all your expenses, how you need to categorize them, identify your fixed expenses like your rent every month you need to pay, and mortgage payments, any home loan payment and loan against property payments you need to pay every month. These expenses you need to jot down, and utilities like current bill, electricity bill, cable bill, anything you need to write down, and any insurance premiums you need to pay, you need to write down all those expenses. Then separate variable expenses such as groceries expenses, dining out expenses, or entertainment expenses. When you're going for a movies along with the family, along with your friends, and are going for any restaurants along with the family and friends, or any marriages, parties you are going and all, there is uncertain, there is a not known time frame will come when your friends or family members will ask you to come for any parties. So these are all the sudden expenses we will cover. So you will able to understand this if you know the reality of the expenses incurring in a month, then you see the real change in your life. This breakdown provides insights into where your money is going and where the adjustments can be made. So your income is coming something and expenses are going without knowing anything. Just debiting from your account and paying the money from your pockets as and when required. You don't know where the money is coming from, where the money is coming, where the money is going. If you categorize your expenses like this, from step 1 to step A to step Z, you get the clarity. You have a visibility about this categorization of your expenses, like utility bills, rent, milk bill, cable bill, or any servant bill, or gardening fee bill, or your kitchen bill, like any groceries, your education, everything. You need to write all those things, and so that you know what is the exact amount you are paying. Then you know what is your income, what is your expenses. These are the two steps you have got the clarity, right? So the third step is creating a realistic budget. Now the real game starts today. Now you know your income and expenses. It's time to create a realistic budget. Allocate specific amount to each expense category, ensuring that your income covers you all necessities and saves more money for you for your future, or for any investments, or paying for your debts first, whatsoever it is. So the realistic budget is you and the first step you understand income, and the second step you understand the expenses, how you need to be segregate. They come in for a budget, right? In this budget, you need to have the clarity. My income is X, my expenses are Y, so my savings are Z. So if the income is 1 lakh rupee and my expenses is 80,000 rupees, I have a balance of 20,000 rupees. How I need to utilize this 20,000 properly in a consistent manner, and how I need to pay off my all debts in expenses category. Is there any possibility is there to pay off the savings what I have utilizing that money, and how fast I can pay my debts to become a financial free in my life? That you need to be understand in a realistic way. So budget creation of a realistic budget is a most important parameter in every individual's life. So are you ready for this talk, ready for this step? So if you're ready, take notes and listen whatever the categorization I mentioned in this podcast. Start implementing so that you see the real transformation in your life in terms of creation of a budget and implementing this budget to become a financially free. And the fourth step is monitoring and adjusting. Why this monitoring and adjusting is most important? A budget is a dynamic tool that requires regular monitoring. Set aside time each month to review your spendings against your budget. Why? If you notice deviations, don't panic, please. Instead, assess the reasons behind the changes and adjust your budgets accordingly. Flexibility is key to long-term success. So you keep on change your budgets whenever required in a particular month or a particular week, so that you can have a clarity. That clarity is to reduce your expenses, not to increase your expenses. That visibility you need to have. That monitoring means only when you are paying lesser than your monthly expenses, whether it is a groceries expenses or a servant expenses or it is any whatsoever it is. Try to reduce whatever you can basing on your financial capability, financial feasibility at your home or at your junction. So please understand, this step is most important parameter you need to work on. First step is understanding of your income. Second step is what are all the expenses you are incurring and maintaining that particular income and expenses in a proper way, and then create a third step is create a realistic budget, how you are going to manage your budget in a realistic way to be by implementing all the income and expenses and what are the categories of bills you need to monitor and implement in a team. And then your a fourth step is monitoring and adjusting. This monitoring adjusting is you keep on change as and when required by reducing your expenses, not by increasing your expenses. When you know these things, the answers will come. And the fifth step is emergency fund and savings. Incorporate an emergency fund into your budget first. Every month, at least, you need to save some money for your emergency fund. This acts as a financial safety net for unexpected expenses or for any uncertainties. Additionally, prioritize savings, whether it is for short-term goals or for long-term goals or for any vacation or for any type of retirements for you. Saving should be a non-negotiable part of your budget mix. So, emergency fund, at minimum, it should be 3 to 6 months of your monthly expenses. Net monthly expenses, not gross. Net monthly expenses, what is the exact expenses you have incurred within the point number two, what you learn. If you not understood the point number two, go and listen this podcast, go back and listen and come to this stage. So this emergency fund is most important part. By understanding your finances and making intentional choices, you are taking control of your financial destiny. So your financial destiny is in your hand. So you want to take your financial destiny to become a financial peace and financial freedom in your life. It is in your hands. So these five steps, if you really take into your heart and execute today, your life will not be the same. That is my guarantee. Are you ready for implementation to become financial peace in your life? Then take pen and paper and start writing all your income and expenses and create the budget and control your spending right away today itself. Start. Hari, I hope you are rockstar and you will do this. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Wealth Exercise Podcast. I'm confident this podcast has given immense value in creating and planning the budget based on your income and expenses. So please don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and colleagues. Together, let's empower 1 lakh working professionals to achieve financial success using my unique root analysis, Wealth Now. Join the WhatsApp group to elevate your finance knowledge and financial bites and every day by clicking the below link. Hope this podcast has given the deeper insights about income and expenses, how you need to manage in a realistic way so that you see the real transformation in your life. The transformation begins from you. Nobody will come and execute anything for you. So it is your life, it is your financial prosperity. You need to take control about your money. You need to take the responsibility about you. Are you ready? I hope you are. I hope you are. Thank you. I'm Madhu Padadala, Passive Wealth Expert. Always at your financial juncture to elevate your finances to the next level. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.